Listener Production.
Hi, it's Damien Carbon with your news briefing. Anthony Albanese says it's an honour to join the Quad Summit in Tokyo in his first official act as Prime Minister. He's meeting with US President Joe Biden and their counterparts from India and Japan.
As we gather today, I acknowledge all that the Quad has achieved. Standing together for a free, open and resilient Indo-Pacific region and working together to tackle the biggest challenges of our time, including climate change and the security of our region.
Another 12,114 COVID infections have been added to the tally overnight. There are now 312 people in our hospital system, 12 in intensive care. Sadly, 6 people have passed away. A ship captain has been charged in the state's north over a whopping 320-kilo cocaine plot. The Australian Federal Police charging the 51-year-old in South Hedland after a mobile phone seized by police allegedly revealed the plan to import the drug worth around $128 million. Two other men who allegedly used a small boat to pick up the drugs will also appear in court this morning. Lucky escape for three men who had to be rescued 5 kilometres off the coast of Durian Bay overnight. The 12-metre yacht capsized, leaving two of the men in a life raft. All three were rescued and are suffering with hypothermia. Mike Coburn from Durian Bay Sea Rescue says the boat has now drifted onto the coast.
Our assumption is that it would be towards North Head on the rocks somewhere or up on shore. And same with the life raft, that's going to be probably on shore by now, I would think.
In sport, Fremantle Livewire Sam Switkowski will be off to the AFL Tribunal for laying a dangerous tackle on Collingwood youngster Jack Ginnivan on Sunday. Xavier Ellis, former Hawthorn star, says it's difficult to know how many weeks he could get.
Now, the last two chicken wings that have gone to the tribunal, Jack Rewalt was fined $1,000 in 2019, and Chris Judd was suspended for 4 weeks. So
fair range.
On that one. I think he might get a week.
Listener.